Sinead O'Connor, the incomparable Irish vocalist, tragically passed away at the age of 56, leaving behind a legacy of unique artistic prowess and uncompromising authenticity. The news of her premature passing sent shockwaves through the music industry on Wednesday, July 26. Renowned for her hauntingly beautiful rendition of Prince's Nothing Compares to You that propelled her into universal acclaim, Sinead O'Connor was also recognized for her distinctive bald aesthetic and an outspoken persona that often stirred the pot of controversy. Born and bred in County Dublin, Sinead O'Connor's illustrious career encompassed 10 soul-stirring albums, spanning from the profound introspection of I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got to the defiant assertion of 2014's I'm Not Bossy, I'm the Boss. Her music, a fusion of poignant lyrics and powerful vocals, captivated audiences far beyond Ireland's emerald shores. Leo Varadkar, the Irish Prime Minister, led the public tributes, praising Sinead O'Connor as an unmatched talent, a singer whose music was loved around the world. His heartfelt condolences echoed the sentiments of millions mourning her loss. Launching her career from the humble beginnings of Dublin streets through pub performances, Sinead O'Connor quickly transcended to punk's cult status with her debut album The Lion and the Cobra. Her audacious act of tearing up a picture of the Pope on the U.S. television program Saturday Night Live, as a protest against the Catholic Church's child abuse scandals, was a testament to her indomitable spirit. In recent years, the artist's quest for spiritual fulfillment led to her controversial ordination as a priest and a subsequent conversion to Islam, under the name Shahada Sadaqat. On the rebranded Twitter, now called X, Dara O'Brien, the Irish comedian, expressed his hope that O'Connor realized how much love there was for her. Deputy Premier Michael Martin also acknowledged her cultural impact and contributions, labeling her as one of our greatest musical icons. Tim Burgess, the Charlatans frontman, mused, "Sinead was the true embodiment of a punk spirit. Her unwillingness to compromise," he observed, "made her life a struggle, but her memory will continue to inspire generations to come." Colm O'Gorman, executive director of Amnesty International Ireland, acknowledged the vast artistic and social influence O'Connor made. "She was not only an artist but a beacon of resilience and strength, as she made public her battle with mental health issues." Sinead O'Connor, in the wake of her son Shane's suicide at just 17, had retreated from the public eye. Despite her personal torments, her music remains a testament to her indomitable spirit, illuminating the darkness with its bold honesty and emotional depth. The artist is survived by 3 children and, in her later years, divided her time between her cherished homeland and Britain. The loss of this iconic figure is deeply felt, and her distinctive voice will resonate in the hearts of music lovers for generations to come. With AFP.